Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ON Mobile Q2 FY 2025 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pratik Jagtap from EY Investor Relations team. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Good day and welcome to Q2 FY25 earnings call of ON Mobile Global Limited. Representing the management today, we have FC, Executive Chairman and CEO, Radhika Venugopal, Global CFO, Bikram Shirawat, President and COO. The call will start with a brief update about the overall performance during the quarter and business activity by FC. Then Bikram will address the investors. Radhika will update on financials, and then we will open the floor for a Q&A session. I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties that we see. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. ON Mobile Global undertakes no obligation to publicly revise any forward-looking statement to reflect future or likely events or circumstances. Having said that, I now hand over the call to FC. Over to you, FC.
Thank you, Pratik. Thank you all for joining this Q2. Good growth on the gaming with 27%. You know, as we mentioned last quarter, you know, we're aiming at around 20% growth a quarter. We have 114 accounts with gaming that are deployed. We optimized the number of accounts from 46 to 53. We still need to do a big job, honestly, on optimization of accounts and cost of marketing. I personally find our cost of marketing too high, so in the coming quarters, it's going to be a focus to decrease our cost of marketing and optimize even more accounts, so that we can yield better results on the marketing front and obviously getting more revenues for the marketing dollars that we invest. As you can see from the presentation, we have almost 8.5 million subscribers. We grew basically 2x in the last 5 quarters. That's why, you know, we crossed over this quarter the 1 million recurring revenue. And, you know, when I look on the next quarters, you know, we should expect to have this base, which is only subscription revenue base, which is only driven by marketing, which is only driven by the optimized accounts and the 114 deployed accounts. We should expect that, you know, within the 6 to 8 quarters coming up, that we have double the revenues that we have today on that front. So, I think it's secure to say on that front. We've also shared some a new perspective on the deals. You know, I've mentioned in the last quarters the importance of signing big deals, million-dollar deals, as I call them, right? And the mobile story has always been about signing deals directly with operators. Everything that we do today with ONMO and Challenge Arena is only subscription-based, only driven by marketing, where basically it's a relationship of D2C where we do the direct marketing to end users, and we use the operators as a billing, so almost like an app store like Apple and Google. The operator replaces that billing. We are adding key products to sell directly to the operators, you know, to be able to have licenses, not just revenues driven by subscription, which is directly linked with marketing. So we are pushing very much on the gaming platform, which Bikram will discuss a bit more, which we're selling and pushing across the 100 operators that we have now. And as you can see, we've announced a new deal with Deosphere. It's a key partnership. Honestly, I was quite happy with the technology that Deosphere has. We've been in streaming now and really assisting, you know, with our own team the performance of streaming and the cost to operate. And with the EOSphere system installed across all our current data centers and network, we expect to have an increased performance, increased quality of streaming. We see a decrease in all the cost to actually stream and the cost to operate the OnMo service and the cost to actually operate our current service. So all our servers today will be able to gain efficiencies. So obviously that has an impact directly on cost, but that's obviously a new revenue source, as you can see. EOSphere is paying for us for a minimum fee, and as they grow and as they onboard their own customers on our network, we will gain from this new revenue. So it's a good mix. Really happy with the transaction. Now it's a matter of growing this this relationship together, making sure that they onboard customers on our network and that we can actually leverage our infrastructure across the board. So in a nutshell, that's what happened in the quarter. From this point, I'm going to pass it to Bikram to go on more details in operation.
Thank you, FC. Good afternoon to everybody. Pleasure to be here and addressing all you folks. I'll give you a little more details about the operations of the organization in Q2 and some of the areas which we are focusing on. A little bit about the numbers by the line of product. Like FC mentioned, gaming has done a 321.8 million for us. Tones is around 315.6, and videos was 625. Now, what we have done as a part of this business is we have looked at each line of business and seen where which are the metrics we are focused on. So I'll give you a little bit detail in terms of Tones. Tones, our subscriber base has grown from 54 to 55 million. In a day, we are able to play 410 million Tones for all our existing subscribers. We are working with a very large operator in Latin America, where we are expected to go live in the remaining part of this quarter. So that's something which we are really working on with the operators. FC spoke about the cost of marketing for our OnMo and CA subscribers. So we are really looking at very closely going forward that what we can do. And we are also exploring use of artificial intelligence to see how we can optimize our cost of marketing. So that's an initiative which we are working on as we go along. Some of the important engagements which we are working on with our existing customers are on gaming platform. Gaming platform is a natural progression of our OnMo and CA proposition, and we are getting a good traction from our customers, and there are multiple discussions which we are doing with our customers, and we feel that we should be in a position to announce something to the people in the coming quarters. In Europe, in addition to that, we are working on key video services, premium video services, which we are working with our partners and content providers to provide to our customers. So all in all, across our line of products, from an operations perspective, we are looking at where we can add value to our potential customers and grow our business. I will hand it over to Radhika, who will take us through the financials for the quarter, and then we'll take it from there.
Thank you, Vikram. Welcome, everyone, and thank you, everyone, for joining this call. I'll share the key highlights of our financial performance this quarter. Quarter 2, FY25, we reported a revenue of 131.9 crores, which was a growth of 4.7% over the last quarter. This growth was mainly driven by the gaming revenues, which increased by 27.3% quarter on quarter, and our active subscriber base on gaming increased to 8.49 million, which is a growth of 11.6%. Gross profit stood at 66 crores, which is up by 4.9% on a quarterly basis, and the gross margin percentage is at 51.2%. EBITDA for the quarter is higher than last quarter, and it stood at 1.8 crores. Overall, DSO is at 113 days, During the quarter, we also incurred R&D expenses amounting to 3 crores. That was a short update on the financials for the quarter. With this, I will now open the floor for Q&A session. Pratik?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, press star then one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. First question is on the line of Prakash Rameshan from Pragya Consulting. Please go ahead.
Thank you for so much for taking my call. Yeah, congratulations on a good quarter in terms of growth on the new business, which is the mobile services business. Just getting a flavor of when you see EBITDA stabilizing and just some understanding of the EBITDAs in the erstwhile or the legacy business and the EBITDAs in the new business. Because 6-8 quarters from now, hopefully the optimization will reach a point where the marketing spend will stabilize. So what kind of EBITDAs do you see overall as a company and some kind of flavor of breakup of those? And from there, we can perhaps get some estimates, some projections around the profitability of the company.
Thanks, Prakash. You know, as I mentioned in a couple of quarters back, right, I mean, it's key that we've done so much investment in gaming, right, so much investment to onboard the 114 operators. And now it's time to start, bringing this business to a profitable state. As we said, you know, this business, the gaming business, will be break-even in Q4 on the EBITDA level. So the key is really to start growing and be profitable, both, right? I believe in both things. You can grow and be profitable at the same time. Although we are doing investments, but the number of investments and the R&D is really lowering down. So my view is that, and as we expressed here in the slides also, right, we see that this business should be quite profitable, right? We should do a good 25% EBITDA margin with the business in the next 18 months. To 24 months, as we plan, right, as we grow, the rest of the revenues are actually accretive, so they're actually adding to the EBITDA, right? So when we say that the gaming revenues, which today are at 24% of our revenues, should be at 50% by FY26, well, then obviously the yield a good EBITDA margin also. So that's that's the plan here. So to give exact number, I don't want to get an exact, how much EBITDA will be generated, but the goal is to be clearly EBITDA positive, starting next year on all business lines.
So would it be fair to estimate that, let's say, 18, 24 months from now, we should be at 25% EBITDA on a weighted basis?
I mean, that, my goal is that within 18 months, right, we should yield about that percentage, 25% EBITDA within 18 months.
Very well. Thank you.
And I know, if it would be a private company, I'd be a bit more bold, but as a public company here, everybody's telling me to be very careful with the forecasting statements. You know, as you can see the slide, and for me, it's important to be committed also. You can't just, when we have to be all in the same boat also as investors, we have to understand each other, right? When you look at the slides, and I just want to be clear with it, right, we have doubled, basically our numbers of subscribers in 5 quarters. On the subscription revenues, what we say is that we will double in the next 6 to 8 quarters, right? I could have said 5 quarters also, honestly, right? But, to be just careful and make sure that we don't induce anybody, with false statements and manage expectations, we've said 18 to 24 months, so 6 to 8 quarters. I think in the same way, by the end of that line, we should certainly yield the 25% EBITDA, and have a profitable business to that sense. Platform revenues do yield a good margin. The Diosphere deal that we just did, as we grow, obviously right now it's small, but as we grow, we already have all the infrastructure in place, right? So the additional revenues on it is already some cost for us because we already have a global network. So the cost of building a network from scratch like we have would be humongous, but it's sunk in our 20 years of building and linking to all the telecom operators, right? So as we grow revenues on it, this will obviously hit the bottom line pretty fast.
Very well. And I can see that you're almost at 95% international revenue to revenue, so the possibility of any blips coming from the domestic business is very limited now.
I'm really sorry. I could not understand the question.
No, I'm saying that now your international revenue is almost 95% of your overall revenue. So we've had... In a few quarters back, some bad news from the domestic clients, but basically that's behind us now. So everything else is incremental from here.
Yeah. The operator that we unfortunately had to stop operations in India. Yes, I don't forecast any operators like this. You know, now we have a good variety across the board. We have some operators that are getting quite big, honestly, in some regions, but I really don't forecast any hiccups like this, right? Can we have issues? We always have issues, right? You know, that's part of business, right? Out of 120 operators that we have live in across, actually it's more than this, right? Across all services, there's always an issue somewhere, right? But that's part of our job to say, you know what, that we have to forecast the fact that there will be issues and there will be good news, right? At the end, you need to manage your business.
Very best. All the very best. Thank you for taking my questions.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. Participants who have a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. I repeat, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and then one. The next question is from the line of Ashish Wasim, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. My query is regarding, we need to know the breakup of ONMO and CA in terms of revenue. So this 32.2 crore, how much is ONMO and how much is CA? Can you please let us know?
Yeah, we've decided to consolidate all the gaming revenue, so we don't split the two, especially that now we're actually, you know, playing in the accounts, meaning that, you know, some accounts, when we see, for example, some accounts where CA is not as performant as ONMO, because ONMO sometimes has the better ratios, better, so we just swing the marketing from one another, and sometimes it's the other way around, you know, some way, in some accounts CA is making more money than ONMO and we swing it, so we don't separate it anymore. And actually we've integrated all the teams now, so the CA and ONMO are actually running on the same platform right now. So we totally, you know, we used to have two different teams within our mobile running CA and ONMO, now it's only one team, one platform, and the marketing gets mixed from one account to the other. So although they still are two products on the, you know, on the end user side, the actual platform is the same and the team is the same and the marketing just gets, so that's why we blend the revenues now.
Okay. See, one more question is that in March 31st, 2024, the CA subscriber was 5.3 million, whereas after 6 months it is 5.85 million. So there is hardly any growth in CA. So is there any issue, is there any stagnation you are witnessing in terms of CA, in terms of number of subscribers?
Yeah, that was the hiccup that we had with the operator in India that unfortunately had to stop operations. That's what happened. That's why there's a gap.
Okay. One other question is that 200, you gave an update, FC, that 200 operators. So is it 200 cumulative for ONMO and CA or like 200 operators each for ONMO and CA? Just to understand the overall market.
Yeah, that was initially when we thought about it, that was 200 ONMO and or CA, right, separately. Now, you know, to be real honest with you, I mean, we have so many operators deployed and not optimized. My key is to optimize the operators right now. So we're not pushing, you know, although I know we can get to that 200 mark, and I could even say that we can get to 200, you know, with only, you know, combined products. For now, my objective is not that much pushing up the number of operators. It's really to optimize the current accounts and really grow the revenues that we should get within the accounts that we have. Keep in mind, for the last 3 years, most of the team did deployments of, UNMO and CA products, all customized for each operator, integration into billing system, customizing of the Google campaign. For us, it's cost, 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 right? Right now, I want to make revenue, 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 right? So now, I mean, we will add some key operators, but we're really looking to make sure that we have all the winning conditions every time we add an operator to make sure that we are optimizing them very rapidly and that we can yield the profits and the marketing costs, manage the marketing costs as more as possible. So it is an objective, right? So to your question, right, was it UNMO or CA, UNMO, CA together? It's still a target to get to 200 eventually, but right now for me, it's really getting the revenues and making sure we're profitable.
Sure. This last question, this new vertical or the new line of business, what we are exploring is the leasing out of our surplus capacity. So what kind of revenue do you expect from this going forward?
Yeah, well, that's why I did this. We did this slide there on platform revenues, just to see as a combined basis, the gaming platform that we will sell to operators, which we're selling. Basically, we sold with UNMO and CA 114 deals, actually 115, and we're deployed to 114, 16. For me, platforms, the gaming platform, we can sell it to all these operators. Now, you're talking about the Deosphere transaction. For me also, when I say 45% will be platform revenues, we include the Deosphere customers in there and the capacity that they will add, because every single customer that they sign will need additional servers, and we need to add these servers, and these servers are the same servers we need for UNMO. So it actually, our capacity is being paid by outside customers, so that's the advantage in this deal. But as a revenue top line, what we see is that it's basically going to be 45-55 within the next, by the end of 2026.
Sure. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and then one on their touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who have joined a little late, if you have a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone.
All good. I think if there's no more question, I'll do the end comment.
We have a question from Bhavesh Patel from Patel Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, and I see great growth in the gaming as well. Now that we have the platform, what is our strategy to incrementally strengthen the platform, and are we in fact going to invest to add features so that more partnership like Neosphere can be onboarded to the platform?
Our network is a private network. The only reason we open it up to a partner like Deosphere is because they had an exceptional technology. So the way we manage it, Deosphere is actually installing their own operating system and their own edge computing technologies on our network, and that's what gives us additional capacity on our current servers. And the way they manage resource planning and edge computing, that's how we share all the current points of presence POPs that we have across the globe. So the way Deosphere is going to do is Deosphere will be managing the new customer getting onboarded and wanting to use capacity on our on our network. We will not. So for now, the partnership is made this way, right? We focus on our current business, and Deosphere will get customers. Deosphere today's customers are big gaming companies or AI companies or entertainment companies that need server capacity and that need access points Just to give you a thought, Amazon have a lot of capacity, but mostly in developed markets. They don't have a lot of point of presence across the emerging markets where we have currently all our server deployed. So it really gives them access points in regions where there's no capacity right now. So the objective for us is really to deal this through GeoSphere. So GeoSphere will be managing that side of the business, and we will manage the network and manage additional capacity required by these customers. But I'm not planning to do other deals with others directly, right? We'll leave it to GeoSphere to do that.
That is great, and also good to know the gaming revenue, and also at least even in India and other context, gaming has shown great growth despite of the GST challenges and all. Hoping that same momentum continues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and then one on the touchtone phone. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference call back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Pratik. Thank you all for joining the call. And I look forward to the next results. For once, we're doing the call in Mumbai. I met a lot of investors. So I look forward to spend more time also in the next quarters. And then we'll try to do this practice also. Bikram and Radhika will be available in person. And I'll try, if I'm in town for the next quarters, to be in person also. I think it helps to meet you directly. But in the meantime, I thank you for joining this call, and I look forward to the next one in February. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. On behalf of OnMobile and ENY Investor Relations team, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.